It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me once more as we take another step into a dark realm. If there is a particular dark realm that you would like us to feature on this segment each week, do let me know. Simply email contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And ideally, we'd love it to be something which isn't that well known. Something that we could all get our teeth into and maybe go off after this short episode and look more into. Now, unlike the dark realms that we've taken a foot into in recent weeks, this one does not take place in the UK or any of its surrounding regions. But it is from a country that's as old, if not older, than England itself. And the reason I've chosen this particular dark realm for this week is that there's a bit of a juxtaposition there. Because we're talking about a place in Malaga, Spain. And by juxtaposition, I mean in terms of talking of castles and coldness and rainy, damp places. All of the usual traits we associate with somewhere that's, well, a dark realm. But not in this case. At least geographically, anyway. Because although this area of Spain can look like paradise, especially during the summer, there is one place that even locals today refuse to go near. And that is the haunted mansion of Cortijo Jurado. Nestled amidst the sun-drenched landscape of Malaga, Spain, lies a crumbling relic of the past. Cortijo Jurado. To the untrained eye, it's a forgotten relic. An overgrown estate of crumbling walls and shattered windows. Cloaked in silence and decay. Exuding an air of melancholic neglect. But for locals and paranormal enthusiasts, it's a wellspring of ghostly lore, whispered curses, and chilling encounters. Known as one of Spain's most haunted locations, this 19th century estate hides within its walls a history as dark as its decaying halls. Built in the mid-1800s by the wealthy Heredia family, Cortijo Jurado was more than a home. It was a symbol of opulence and influence. Yet, whispers of sinister practices plagued its reputation. The Heredia family, esteemed for their wealth and influence, were enveloped in whispers of macabre activities. Allegations abounded of their involvement in occult rituals, with some claiming that human sacrifices took place within the mansion's walls. Over the years, accounts emerged of young girls from nearby villages vanishing under mysterious circumstances, fueling speculation that these disappearances were tied to the Heredias. Although no definitive evidence was ever uncovered to substantiate these claims, the mansion's foreboding atmosphere and enduring tales seemed to give weight to these grim suspicions. Beneath the house lies a labyrinthine network of tunnels, shrouded in darkness and mystery. These tunnels, stretching toward a nearby abandoned farmhouse, have become a focal point of intrigue. Locals whisper that these subterranean pathways were used for nefarious purposes, including the secret transport of victims during the mansion's rumored occult ceremonies. Paranormal investigators have reported hearing disembodied voices echoing through the tunnels, footsteps in the distance, and even catching fleeting glimpses of spectral figures. Over the decades, these tunnels have cemented their place as the epicenter of Cortijo Jurado's supernatural lore. Visitors to Cortijo Jurado often report an oppressive atmosphere, as though an unseen presence looms behind them. "You can feel it the moment you step inside," said Juan Morales, a local historian and paranormal investigator. "The air is heavy, the silence deafening, and then, out of nowhere, you hear footsteps or whispers that seem to come from every direction." In one chilling account, a group of ghost hunters recorded an EVP session, electronic voice phenomenon, in the basement. Amidst the static, a childlike voice whispered, "Ayúdame," help me. The recording, analyzed by audio experts, contained frequencies consistent with a human voice, but came from a room, known to be empty at the time. Numerous visitors have reported hearing the faint sound of a woman sobbing. One notable instance involved a group of tourists who visited the mansion in 2015. As they approached the second floor, several in the group distinctly heard the cries, described as heart-wrenching and desperate. One member, Ana Rodriguez, recalled, "It felt like the sadness of a lifetime compressed into a few moments. I couldn't move. The sound was everywhere and nowhere at the same time." Investigators believe this could be the spirit of one of the missing girls rumored to have been sacrificed, eternally mourning her fate. Dark, humanoid silhouettes are often seen darting across hallways or lingering in doorways. One of the most unnerving incidents occurred in 2012 when a paranormal investigation team captured footage of a shadow figure moving deliberately through the main corridor. "It wasn't a trick of the light or a camera malfunction," explained team leader Sofia Alvarez. "The figure seemed to study us for a moment before vanishing into the wall." Theories about these shadowy entities abound. Some researchers speculate that these figures are residual energy, impressions left behind by the mansion's dark history, manifesting in their most primal, anguished form. A darker theory suggests they could be malevolent entities drawn to the mansion by the alleged occult practices of the Heredia family, feeding on the fear of intruders to sustain their presence. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid on client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
It's a new year. 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a 6-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12-packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
As experienced in many places of alleged hauntings, sudden, unexplained cold spots are a frequent occurrence. But remember, this isn't Scotland or some castle in the Highlands. This takes place even during Malaga's sweltering summers, where temperatures often average around 30 degrees. This phenomenon is always accompanied by feelings of dread or nausea. One of the most terrifying events occurred in 2007 when a young couple, Marta and Diego, ventured into the mansion on a dare. Marta, a staunch skeptic, began mocking the spirits, laughing at the eerie silence of the mansion's shadowed corridors. According to Diego, her demeanor shifted, her laughter ceased, replaced by a guttural growl, one that reverberated unnaturally through the empty halls. Her speech, now in an archaic Spanish dialect, included phrases neither of them understood. It was as if she was someone else entirely, Diego recounted. Her posture changed, rigid and unnatural. Her eyes looked straight through me, hollow and unrecognizable. It was not Marta. Frightened and desperate, Diego attempted to pull her from the mansion, only to be met with resistance as Marta muttered chilling words under her breath. Marta later had no recollection of the event, but exhibited signs of severe anxiety for weeks, eventually requiring hospitalization. Paranormal researchers who reviewed Diego's account and the couple's recordings theorized that Marta might have been briefly possessed by one of the mansion's many tormented spirits. Some speculate that the entity might have been a victim of the rumored occult rituals, seeking to make its suffering known through her. Father Rodrigo, a pseudonym for the priest who once attempted an exorcism at the mansion, recounted the harrowing experience in a local interview. According to the priest, the ritual began with prayers and the sprinkling of holy water throughout the mansion's rooms. The atmosphere became increasingly oppressive, he explained. Shadows seemed to shift and move in ways that defied logic, and a foul sulfuric stench filled the air. As he approached the basement, the alleged site of the mansion's darkest rituals, Rodrigo described hearing guttural growls and disembodied whispers in a language he could not identify. At one point, a heavy, unseen force knocked the crucifix from his hand. "The evil here is ancient and powerful," Rodrigo concluded. "It feeds on fear and doubt. This place is not to be taken lightly." The exorcism was ultimately incomplete, as Rodrigo deemed it too dangerous to proceed without additional clergy for support. Support that was apparently not granted. Meanwhile, a British paranormal investigator, Lucy, who spent a night in the mansion, described it as beyond harrowing. She recounted multiple incidents during her stay, including hearing faint whispers in her ear that seemed to shift languages and the sound of footsteps trailing her as she explored the mansion, alone. At one point, she felt a sudden ice-cold grip on her shoulder, despite being alone in the room. The most terrifying moment came when she saw a shadow figure watching her from a doorway, its shape unnervingly human, yet void of any discernible features. "I've been to many haunted places," Lucy stated, "but Cortijo Jurado feels alive in its darkness. It's not just haunted, it's hostile. I couldn't shake the feeling that something there didn't want me to leave unscathed." Despite its derelict state, Cortijo Jurado continues to attract thrill seekers, ghost hunters, and curious travelers. Some leave with nothing more than eerie photos of its decaying grandeur, while others depart deeply shaken, swearing never to return. The mansion stands as a stark reminder of how the past never truly dies. Whether the stories are rooted in fact or merely folklore, the chilling accounts and unexplained phenomena make Cortijo Jurado an enduring enigma. Is it a cursed house, a portal to the afterlife, or simply a vessel for collective fears? One thing is certain. Cortijo Jurado will haunt the imagination of those who dare to explore its shadowy halls for generations to come. And who knows what they will find. So that concludes our first step into Spanish territory. But after a very cursory glance over what Spain and other European countries have to offer in regards to a dark realm, we will be back. And literally just before recording this episode, I was still researching about that house and those alleged occult or satanic rituals. Whenever I hear about a large, supposedly haunted place that has tunnels underneath leading to other areas or indeed other parts of the city, my first thought is something nefarious is going on there. And as we all know by now, the true meaning of the word occult is hidden. And what's more hidden than a labyrinth of underground tunnels under the house you allegedly just live in? The last I can see about the house is that it was up for sale to be turned into a hotel. However, allegedly down to legal disputes, tools were downed halfway through the project. But how many times do we hear people downing tools in haunted houses? But if Cajito Jurado becomes a hotel, I'm going to try and make myself one of the first guests and take a literal step in to a dark realm. Be sure to join me next week when together we will take yet another step into a dark realm. And until then, stay safe and take care.
Percent off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior painting primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big.